I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Silicon Valley or government regulators, good cop or bad cop? A lot depends on your point of view. We've seen run-ins before between high tech and government regulation.
The early 60s brought a whole new revolution in technology. It resulted from a breakthrough into the world of the super small, the world of solid logic technology.
IBM came off as a high-tech monopoly in the 60s and 70s. The high-tech tangles with Washington continue to this day.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well.
That's Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg before Congress last year. He also said this.
Our position is not that regulation is bad. I think the real question is, what is the right framework for this, not should there be one?
One thing is certain. In Europe, the framework for reining in high tech is taking shape faster than here. Margrethe Vestager is the European Commissioner for Competition. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Can I ask you, first of all, what does your title actually mean? Commissioner for Competition.
Well, it means that I'm the law enforcer. So it's my job to have the leadership of the law enforcement of European competition law.
And you've been in that position since 2014. What does that mean practically when you're looking at U.S. high-tech companies like Google? I mean, Google searches account for like 9 out of 10 searches in the EU, correct?
That's correct, yes. And everyone is welcome to do business in Europe, no matter the flag you're flying, where you have your home. But you will have to do business according to the European rulebook when in Europe. And this is why when someone complains, when we ourselves get a suspicion that something is wrong, we start investigating.
And what do you consider like something that is wrong? What would you start to investigate?
Well, take the first Google case. Here you have a company which is dominant in search, which has then used search to promote its own shopping comparison service and demote rivals in shopping comparison services on average to page 4. And this is a misuse of your success to be dominant. You're more than welcome to be successful. But if you do become dominant, you get a special responsibility. You know, the more power you have, the stronger your responsibility.
So the EU has fined Google 3 times in recent years. The most recent came down last week, a fine of $1.7 billion. Are these fines meant to be big enough to dissuade companies from repeating their wrongdoing? Or like in the case of Google, do they just see this as the cost of doing business?
Well, there are a number of functions when we take a decision. One is to fine past behavior. Second, to say, well, you got to stop what you did and you cannot do anything to the equivalent. And then, of course, to start remedying the marketplace. What we see now after the Google shopping decision is that the shopping unit, the shopping box, has been opened to rivals. So now I think in 3 out of 4 searches for a product, you would find rivals in the shopping box. And in 40% of clicks on a product, that click would go to a rival of Google's, to a merchant that is not in sort of in the Google universe. So you see that the market is improving.
It seems there are really 2 big issues here. I mean, the monopoly trend that seems to dominate high tech and also the privacy problems. Which is more important to you as a regulator, as the Commissioner for Competition in the EU?
Well, competition legislation is it's a very strong tool. But just because that you have a very big hammer, you shouldn't think that everything is a nail. And I think it is important that competition law enforcement works with regulation. Because you cannot do everything by competition tools. You need also the marketplace to be framed by, for instance, privacy issues, copyright issues, in order for this not to turn into something wild west where you basically just see the consumer as part of your product.
Margrethe Vestager, you're the former Deputy Prime Minister of Denmark. Some people will hear your comments and say that, you know, the biggest, most successful firms in the world came from countries with the least rigid regulations. Do you think regulation stifles the innovation we all want?
No, I don't think so. I think regulation works as an incentive. Of course, it very much depends on your state of mind. If you just want completely open space to innovate, or you sort of say, well, I consider this to be things that I will build in. I will do, for instance, privacy by design instead of as an add-on to say, oh, well, privacy. I'll add on something more or less superficial in the end, instead of saying, of course, I respect the privacy of the people who will use my services. Mm. So this is my starting point.
And what about on the consumer end? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people will say they just want a high-speed, reliable search engine. They want their GPS directions fast. I mean, privacy almost seems like an afterthought for a lot of consumers. I mean, you're the person that looks after consumers. I mean, how do you square that circle?
Well, also when it comes to privacy, we have different preferences. Some people really value their privacy. Some people really couldn't care less. What we're trying to say is that we can take legitimate decisions in our democracy as how to balance that, because our sort of digital citizen rights, they are not sort of for the most private person. They're not for the one who doesn't care at all. It's a balanced approach to say, well, if you do this, then we can all find ourselves in this space.
Mm. We reached out to Google and told them we were going to be speaking with you today. Kent Walker, Senior Vice President of Global Affairs at Google, told us in writing, "We've always agreed that healthy, thriving markets are in everyone's interest. We've already made a wide range of changes to our products to address the Commission's concerns. Over the next few months, we'll be making further updates to give more visibility to rivals in Europe." Are you satisfied with that statement? Is Google doing enough regarding privacy and competition?
Well, he's absolutely right to say that Google has made a number of changes for rivals to be visible in this marketplace when it comes to shopping comparison services. I think they're important for everyone so that you can find the cheapest product available in the quality you want with the after services that you would be expecting with low shipping costs. In the Android case, they will be providing you a choice screen if the Google products have been pre-installed so that you yourself can choose what do you actually want to do. So yes, they are making a number of changes.
In the interest of open competition, you told an audience at South by Southwest that you use a search engine called Quant, which mm-hmm. I just tried out. I found myself looking for Google Earth on Quant. I mean, there are just some things that you can't escape, aren't there?
Well, I think to some degree you're right. Yes, I myself try to maintain curiosity.
What does Quant give you that Google doesn't?
Well, first of all, I get the results I'm looking for very often as the first result. I don't have to scroll through advertising and advertising. Of course, that's a matter of preference.
Mm.
And this is my preference.
And in terms of privacy?
Yes, they are privacy consistent. This is sort of privacy by design, services.
Margrethe Vestager, the European Commissioner for Competition. Great to meet you. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you very much for having me.